That's a very long time indeed since Top of the Pops had the pleasure of playing host to the Yardbirds, largely because they haven't been in Britain for, how long? Jimmy Page, you tell us.
Well, we seem to have been travelling for the last 18 months, I think. I know when we calculated it, we were in America for over two-thirds of last year, and then, of course, we went to Australia and Sweden, Canada.
Yeah.
So I think, in all, last year we were in Britain for 2 months.
Obviously, it's very nice to go where the work is, but do you feel that the home scene has suffered a little bit from being neglected, for want of a better word?
You mean our scene personally?
Yes, I do.
Yes, it has. It must be truthful. If people haven't seen you, they still remember you, but you're not so fresh on their minds as, say the Who or Jimi Hendrix or something like
that. You
haven't,
of course, released records here.
No, this is another point. We haven't released anything here since Little Games, which was over a year ago, 14 months ago.
In America, the chart scene is not as favourable to British records as it was, how long ago? A year, 2 years ago? Still a big interest in you, your group personally?
Yes, we're still getting the things in the top 30, which is the main thing.
Can
yes.
you put your finger on why this might be?
Well, perhaps they've adopted us.
Good, fine. But you are now going to release a record here in Britain?
Yes.
And
yes.
What did I hear? You made it twice, in fact.
Yes, we did it once at a studio that we didn't feel too happy in. The engineer sort of hassled us a bit, and we felt very uncomfortable. And, of course, the record came out feeling very unnatural. So Mickey Mo said, well, let's go in and do it again. So we went to another studio, and, of course, everything was fine there, more relaxed, and... It's quite a good product.
It's coming out soon.
Yes, yes.
The title?
Good Night, Sweet Josephine.
Do you feel reasonably relaxed in here?
Yeah, more or less.
Well, let's do it again.
Okay.